Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by the DeSoto Arts Institute.
At DeSoto Arts Institute, something beautiful is happening, and we want you to be a part of it. Whether you're dreaming of writing, acting, filmmaking, or audio production, we can help your creativity spring to life. From hands-on film programs to a fully equipped film and recording studio, DAI is where passion meets purpose. Join our community of artists, learn from industry pros, and make a difference through the power of art. Visit DeSotoArtsInstitute.com today and start creating your masterpiece.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelke.
Hey, and thanks for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I am Kristen Engelke, your host, and we have the privilege of using this platform to, one, spotlight small businesses in our community, but also to offer educational benefits to all of the people in our area and across the world via YouTube and the internet to be able to have personal and professional growth. And so today I have the absolute distinct pleasure to welcome the dynamic, daring, one-of-a-kind diva, Miss Denise Silas with Empowered by DS.
Yes.
Denise, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I want to just dive right in because okay. Empowered by DS is a movement. Girl, you are building an empire, like motivational everything. I don't think you sleep. Do you sleep?
I sleep. It's funny. Somebody just asked me yesterday, like, do you take B12 shots? Like, how are you doing it all? And I would tell you it's just the passion of seeing women being the best version of themselves, seeing the posts that just gives me energy, and the passion is what's driving me.
I absolutely love your mission and what Empowered by DS stands for, but I know that that's not where you started. Right. This is a relatively new venture. You're stepping a little bit further out of that comfort zone. Let's take it back a little bit and tell me about where Denise got started and lead up into where you are now.
Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity. So first of all, I have been in business with Mary Kay for 31 years. So, and I started that business, this is what surprises people, is because I had a fear of talking in front of people. So my background is accounting. I degreed accounting, got into the business for the purpose of getting stronger in the area, never knowing that I was going to be here 5 years later, less known 31 years later. So in that journey, I was able to empower women. My background being accounting, I was able to just help women set goals financially and just using the skincare and beauty industry as a way to help them with that journey, right? Loving on women, that's the thing that a lot of who I am today is the things that I have learned through my Mary Kay business. But at the end of 2022, I had the opportunity of going through a journal with the author, 100 Days of Believing Bigger. And people who know me know I just talk about that. I need to have equity and some stock up in that. That journal, but in that season, that's when we were coming off of COVID. And a lot of people, you know, I have the privilege of being around a lot of women just through church, through my sorority, being in the chamber. And the common thing I was hearing that women were stuck. They were stuck. And at that same time and going through the journal, it just really talks about being multifaceted. So I knew I had been serving in Mary Kay forever, but it was feeling like there's some more I'm supposed to be doing. It's something else. And that's when God just whisper in my ear, it's time for you to expand. It's time for you to go outside the pink bubble. And then I was like, okay, you know, had been there for so long and did so much with that. And one thing I know to do is how to do an empowerment breakfast. Like, I love to do that. I love to put that in place. So I did it thinking I was only going to do one. Like, literally, let's get them started in December, get ready for 2023, having them to embrace themselves. And that's what's going to be it. But God gave me a series, and we went from embracing me to involving me, engaging me, and then elevating me. And thought I was done. But women kept asking, when was the next one? And my youngest daughter, Imani, was the one who encouraged me. She's like, Mommy, they're looking for more. They need more. You should do something with this. And I honestly, how Empowered by DS came about, the name, I don't even know. I think somebody put it on a bag, or they would say, I'm empowered. So I latched onto that. said, okay, we don't know what's going to do, but I know how to do a breakfast. So I started doing a breakfast. So the second year we did that, and just, you could see that the women were being empowered and they were being changed. And then someone said to me, Denise, I would love to come to an event, but I can never come on a Saturday. So that's how Diva Dinner and Dialogue. I said, well, let me try a Friday night. And see, because there may be other women, you know, those with the little kids. So we did that. And the funny thing about it, she still hasn't come to anything. But she was the messenger, right? She was the messenger. God used her to plant another thing in our, into our spirit. And we started doing that. So I have been empowering women, you know, with Mary Kay for 31 years in leadership, and just have expanded that. So I love to give people little happies because I know that's what we use there, and it's working here as well. So just to see women grow is something that we thought we were doing something like, oh, we give them an opportunity that they may never ever get because they don't get what we get in Mary Kay. But it has been much more than that, way more than that.
And I know from just knowing you for the time that I have, that you have taken all of the core values and things that you've learned in Mary Kay. Mm-hmm. And I too was one of the ones in a pink bubble for a while. Yeah. And they really do not only build you up as a person, but give you the framework and just everything you need to succeed, no matter what you're selling. Because that was one of the things that I know I remember the most is the product sells itself. You are selling you.
Right.
And so that foundation and how you have used that to just send that same message forward. And I've been to a few of your empowerment breakfasts and absolutely love the vision board. That's something also pulled from Mary Kay. Right. I had that vision board with the little me wearing my little red jacket that I cut out of a magazine. Yeah. And I love that very, very much because it truly does. Women are visual and we mm-hmm. need that reminder and we need something that's literally in front of us to show us.
Right.
This is what I want. Every day I wake up and I see my why on that door. Every day I wake up and I see that scripture verse that is going to carry me through that day. And you have been just a huge catalyst in this area by just being obedient to the Lord. And I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
I wanted to also touch base a little bit about you have started doing empowerment boxes.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about those? I've opened one up and I've seen all the little goodies in there, but you have a purpose and a meaning behind each box and each item, and it's just beautiful, and I want everybody to know about them.
Thank you, Kristen. So, yeah, so that was my opportunity. You know, when you're having the empowerment breakfast, when I do Diva and Dinner and Dialogue, that's just reaching people who are local, right, to me. Well, the empowerment box gives me the opportunity to reach women outside of the area. The one thing about me with this whole empowerment, I want women to understand they are important. Mm-hmm. We get so busy doing and serving so many other people. I want you to know what is the desire of your heart. So in that empowerment box, it's all about focusing on them. It's unapologetically focused on yourself. And the way that we have it set up is that we created a journal. It's a very small journal because it's not intended to put your husband's stuff, your kids' stuff, all the other people's stuff. It's only your stuff. But really getting women to go back to like, if the world was perfect, was up to me, like, what would it look like? What would I want? What have I stopped dreaming about? Because we start to get so in reactive mode, we're not no longer creating the life that we want. Mm-hmm. And I think we get so busy that we think that we don't have the opportunity to do that. So our box, we have a different theme. We wear the theme out, right? We put it on everything. It's on a t-shirt. It's on a bag. It's on, if it's a candle, if I can create something to take that theme. And we've had, you know, self-care isn't selfish. We've had bettering my best and empower me. Our next one is focused and fabulous. So we want you to, you know, be focused on yourself and be fabulous about it. Like, do it the best way that you can in your season, right? It's all about how you can be the best version in your season. I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday and she said, Denise, you make me feel like I should be doing more. She's like, do you do a B12 shot? I was like, no. She was like, well, I wish I can do something. I said, what can you do now? She had been sick. What can you do now, as a sick person, what's the best you can do? You can't try to always do it all. It's just the best that I can do in this current season that I'm in. So that's what I'm trying to convey in the box as well. And it's quarterly. It was something else. We're going to try something different. And it has been a blessing to others. And I love when women say they open it. It's the thing for themselves. And it's keeping them on track of that one or two things that they want to happen in the next 12 weeks.
I've gone through that 100 days of believing bigger, because once you read it, and you did, you started singing it from the rooftops, yes, to the point that you started a book reading group through that next year of that 100 days. That book was transformative, because it really does make you stop and reflect and ask the hard questions. Mm-hmm. Like, what's stopping you from doing what you know you're supposed to be doing?
Right, right.
And sitting down with you has been phenomenal too, because you really do just embody that whole concept, because you and your obedience to the Lord. And while you're not sure where he's going with it or what he's doing with it, and you thought it was going to be one little breakfast, and it's turned into so much more. And the following from this last Diva Dinner and Dialogue, girl, you had some women up in there.
Yes.
You had a huge turnout.
I did. It's funny because last year was our first year of doing the Diva Dinner and Dialogue. There was 100 women that came through off of, let me just try something different. And I have learned through conversation, women are connecting. So at the end of the year, we was like, okay, we need a new place to do it, because we were expanding outside of the 40 people. And coming into the new year, initially I was like, well, 40 is just going to be our cap. That's all we can do. 40 is our cap, because that's the space we have. And I had a friend, and you need to have some good people in your circle. Because she was like, what do you mean you're going to cap it off at 40? You're turning people away now. You have a momentum going. How are you going to do that? And so I got back from, she was from home. I came back in town and looked, and my devotional said, what is God asking you to do more of, restart, or take to the next level? And staying where I was not going to be taking it to the next level, right? It was not. So faith, you know, in DeSoto County, sometimes the venues can be a little pricey for our small business owners.
Ma'am.
And
yes,
God
ma'am.
Just blessed me with making something available, the Occasion Center. And we had 65 people at our very first one. And so my post today is going to be, don't stop the momentum. You don't just continue to trust. And one of the things that I'm doing is blind trust. And just letting him lead, because and my goal for 2025 was to have 100 new women come through. We've had 35 already. Wow. So experience empowered by death. So it's a God thing, and just excited about it. It's kind of crazy.
Well, I don't want to lose our momentum here, but we're going to take a quick break for just a minute.
Wonderful.
We got to go thank our sponsors, because we can't do what we do and help you do what you do without their support. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey everyone, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. If you're just tuning in, I am sitting down with the dynamic, daring, one-of-a-kind diva, Miss Denise Silas with Empowered by DS. She is a business, life, and everything coach to help you get from where you are to where you want to be in this current season in life, and one of my very good friends, and she's really freaking phenomenal.
Thank
so
you.
Before we went to our break, we were talking about your empowerment breakfasts and just where the Lord was leading you. And I want to know a little bit more about where you're headed next, because I know there's something else. There's always something brewing because he's always working.
Yes, yes. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that he is choosing me to execute what's happening currently. So the thing is, what we have been doing over the last couple of years is just adding something new to the mix. So our next addition is a retreat. So we want to take women away from their everyday life and get them focused once again on themselves. So we want them to release, to relax, and to reset while they're away. Because sometimes we just go, 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 and forget about ourselves. And I'm a big believer that you cannot give the best to somebody else if you have not poured the best into you. And as my girlfriend said on this past Diva Dinner and Dialogue, she said, you have to pour. You have to drink as you pour, drink as you pour. So we want to provide women that opportunity to continue to drink and their cups being filled. And another friend said, don't give out of your cup, give out of your overflow. So that you are constantly, constantly being encouraged.
Yes. And see, I've heard that so many times. They're like, a lot of people say that you're supposed to pour into others, pour into the next generation. No, you're supposed to pour into yourself. And they are supposed to receive from your overflow. The Lord said, our cup runneth over. Not that we're supposed to be draining ourselves to build someone else up. Right. And you definitely provide avenues for that, because that's one thing you can ask anybody that comes to one as they're walking out the door. If you got nothing else from it, you're leaving refreshed, having taken a break where you put everything else aside. Mm-hmm. And you're focusing on you, focusing on what's important to you and bringing you back to what your values are and reminding you of that. I love that, because I run 100 miles an hour between being one of the core four at one of the biggest chambers in the world. Well, not the world, but, you know, we
Our
think
world.
We're pretty fabulous.
Our world.
At the very least in the region anyway. And then, you know, wife, mother, you know, all the things, grandmother. Stripping all that away and just figuring out who I am again. I love it. I love it. See, I could just tell your story for you. Anyway, I'm sorry. So I do want to talk about what struggles or maybe just pain points have you seen as a person in your industry? Because, I mean, yes, this is a calling. Yes, it's more than a job. But at the same time, it is still a transition into a job.
Right.
So for other people that are in the same industry, in the, whether it be personal life coaching or business coaching or whatever realm that really flows into that lane, what are some struggles that you've seen and how have you been able to overcome them?
The biggest thing is, especially as a coach or someone who wants to empower, you got to get people to trust you, helping them to understand you, and being somebody that's genuine. So it's really figuring that out for you. What has made it easier for me is because I keep myself around other people to get to know who I am. So instead of waiting till I wanted to start a business and now trying to write me people, I've been doing that over the last 10, 15 years. So getting yourself in position that people know who you are. You didn't just go to a class and all of a sudden you wanted to do something, but you built relationships. So I had to, in transitioning from just people seeing me just as Mary Kay to be able to see me as Denise, the person who empowers, and take the label off. Because a lot of times one of my struggles was that people just thought of me as in makeup. And always been way more than makeup, right? And what I've always done was always empower women. It's just through a particular business, but now being able to take that. So sometimes it's having to be redefined of how people see you. So that was one of my biggest obstacles initially, but just continuing to put my brand of who I am out there, making myself available, sharing with other people, I think was the way that I was able to overcome it.
So continuing in that line of thought, if you had to really just rein it in, tell me your top three things that anybody who's watching, listening, looking to go to that next step, to that next level, what are the three main things that they need to focus on to be able to get from where they are to where they want to be?
I would say it's necessary in order. These are my three things. Who's in your inner circle? Who's pouring into you? Like when people think of you, what do they want to share with you? I'm very blessed that I have several of my friends that would send me motivational stuff. So they're giving me tools because that's how they see me. It's important of how people see you to know what to feed into you. So your inner circle matters. That would be the first thing. The second thing is understand who you are. Do some research. Look at your gifts. Look at your talents. Start asking people so that you can own. Because you'll be amazed of sometimes we are so hard on ourselves that we don't even know who we are, right? We don't even know how other people value us. And it's things that we just take for granted, right? It's just what we do. But I tell people, once you really know who you are and understand that, own it. Like step into it unapologetically. Because I really believed at that point, and this helped me from the 100 Days of Believing Bigger as well, is God chose you to be the person to house those gifts and talents. I used to, my background is also accounting, so I have a degree in accounting. I love numbers. And people who don't like numbers don't like you to talk about numbers. So I will always be around people who are like, oh, Denise, you know, don't know why they want to hear it. So they will always minimize that. So I used to think like, oh, you know, I will refrain from it. But I'm like, oh, no. Now I realize, oh, that's just one of my gifts. It's a weird gift to be able to work numbers that do. Like, I can't sing. So, you know, that's a different type of gift. So, but own something you can do that other people can't do that you do naturally. Own that because God has chosen you, but you have to identify that. A lot of people don't take the time to try to figure that out. So that's one thing. And then I would say the last thing is invest in yourself. Like invest in you to be the best version of you, whether that's going to classes, doing things that you like to do. Invest in you and make sure that you do that as a way of understanding who you are, knowing that you are worthy, knowing that God always expects for you to be your best version, and He will show you how to do it.
That's awesome. Your number one is really one that I strive for. And you have to be visible. You have to let people know who you are and what you stand for, not just what you do. Mm-hmm. Because what you do can change from season to season. Right. But letting people know who you are is fundamental. And you have utilized, I know, through the chamber, the opportunity to do that because you are known for more than just Mary Kay, mm-hmm. just lipstick, because you have created literally this person, this embodiment of just encouragement. And people know your tagline, your phrase. I absolutely love that I get it, right?
Yes.
But I want you to talk just a minute. We ask every person that comes on the podcast, how has the chamber been a benefit to you personally and professionally as an entrepreneur? So can you give me a little something?
Oh, for sure. So I have had the honor of being able to be connected with the chamber since I think 2009, like for years. And as that has meant so much because one thing as an entrepreneur, you need to have relationships. If you're a small business, you really need to have some relationships. Yes. Because relationships matter in multiple ways. Just who knows you, who can support you. When I moved here in 2007, I didn't know anybody. It was just my family and I, so we didn't know anyone. So as I built my business, the relationships I had from with the chamber helped me as far as when I had to train all the time and I needed a location to do that. I was able to partner with some of my other ambassador friends who had hotel rooms and didn't have to pay the fee just because of my connection through the chamber. When we, you know, I've hosted several different events. My girls, you know, have graduated multiple times and family, none of my family is here, so they always have to come in. Those same connections allow for my, now on a personal level, get a good rate for hotel room as a small business owner because I don't have a corporate, right? I don't have a corporate account. I was able to do that. And just the different ways of being able to support my family, my daughters, every job they had in high school came from my network of my chamber friends. And that because I was a good person, right, with them. I supported them. I interacted with them in various ways. But those ways served not only me as a business owner, but also served my family as well. So they were able to get mentorships. My youngest right now, because of relationship with Karen Dickey for I don't know if it was okay to say her name, but that women's luncheon, right? My relationship, I was able to be a panelist for that. She's a member here. They partner with the chamber to do that on women's luncheon every year. She hired my daughter. And every time she comes home now, she's able to work there, even if it's just 2 or 3 weeks for her Christmas break. So all of that was because of my connections and my network with the chamber. So as much as I love to build my business, I believe my children are my business, right? They're also a part of it as well.
Yes, because your children are definitely a driving force every step of the way. One of them makes everything beautiful, and the other one is the numbers cruncher, and the one behind the scenes, just like you are, the visionary.
Yes.
And I know that Karen Dickey, and it is absolutely good to say her name, she is with Community Bank, and they are phenomenal, and we love that they do partner with, they see the value, just like you do, with the chamber and with their memberships. And that they too, you know, because she has the same story, but different. Because she is now like, because of my relationship with Denise from this event, I now have this amazing loan officer, person that works, you know, our counters. I have this incredible asset. Now, why I don't get to keep her all the time, because she's in college, she's getting better, but she's building that relationship with your daughter too, and trying to hold on.
Right.
And keep pulling her back in. So that's one of the things that the chamber absolutely loves, is the fact that you do have those opportunities to have relationships that lead to so much more. Right. Because you never know who you're going to meet and what they're going to need down the road. And while maybe they don't need a business coach, maybe they're exactly where they want to be and they're killing it, but 3 years down the road, they're going to meet somebody who's just getting started and could have a world of benefits just simply by being able to be in a room with you for a little while. So this is another platform for you to tell your story, and we love to be able to have this here for you and to be able to help others know that they're not alone in their entrepreneur journey.
Right.
They're not alone in feeling overworked and underappreciated.
Right.
And that you are there to help see them through, to help get them from where they are to where they want to be in this current season of life. And see, I'm telling you, I could do her commercials. thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
I'm so it. Glad to have you on here. And guys, if you are looking for just to be inspired, to be empowered, come by the chamber. She's here quite frequently. We'll introduce you. We will get you plugged in, and she will help you to be the very best version of you. Thanks so much for joining us. If you haven't done so, please go like and subscribe to South Haven Business Beat. You don't want to miss a single episode. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.